it stopped raining, so they went outside to smoke. The air was still cool and damp and charged with negative ions that make you feel calm and alert, which is probably why people love being around waterfalls, he remarked. She said she wouldn't know. They didn't have waterfalls where she grew up. The late afternoon sky was dark and overcast. It felt much later than it was. It felt like the time of day when everyone was out on the way home, or to work, or to dinner, or to buy drugs, or wherever the hell people had to go. Whatever they had to do that made them walk in such a hurry all the time. But it wasn't that time of day, so the street was relatively quiet. She felt a slight displacement, like they weren't supposed to be there. She said it felt like walking into someone else's bedroom. He just made a noise as she handed the lighter over to him. You can't smoke indoors anymore, least of all in this place, where the smoke always gets into the neighbor's place, and they bang the walls and yell about cancer and health violations, and it's just rude, and I'll see you both evicted, goddammit, and then they finally decided it wasn't worth it. Now they have to climb 4 flights of stairs after every cigarette, so they always smoke 2 or 3 to make it count. Once she'd lit hers, her hand stopped shaking. Not violently, but she could feel the anxious vibration in her wrists as she cupped her fingers over the lighter. And when she passed it to him, she could see that his hands were shaking too, more visibly. It had been raining for quite a while. He said more than once that he was going to quit, that he had to quit, before that cough of his got any worse. It was already thick and chesty, and it upset her, so he always left the room to cough, but she could still hear it. He tried coughing into his pillow for a while, but that just grossed out the both of them. The ashy gray warmth snaked down her throat, and she wondered when her cough would start. She thought about ions in the air and how they could make you calm or make you tense or give you a headache or make you nauseous, and she wondered if anything she felt was really hers or just an invisible chemical reaction to the air around her. She stared at the smoke billowing out of his mouth, and as she watched it rise and disappear, she whispered, I want to go where you are going.